اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah, subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah, walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah, wallahu akbar.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You are listening to the Spring of Truth, and I'm Muhammad Liaqat Abbas, your host, and I'm going to present you a beautiful and a very powerful quote from Imam Khomeini. Our beloved Imam Khomeini says, "Depriving the nation of a few of its popular personalities will not dampen its spirits." What will you get in your mind when you think about depriving the nation of its few popular personalities? It is nothing but just removing them from the face of the earth. Meaning, you have thought it right. Meaning martyrdom. Just killing them. If you are depriving the nation of a few of its popular personalities will not dampen its spirits. We have a beautiful verse in the Holy Quran where Allah says, if you support Allah, He will support you and make your footsteps firm. And we have a hadith where it says, trust is not measured by men, but it is measured by truth. In the relatability of reality in life example, a forest will not die with the fall of a few great trees, isn't it? The forest still exists. The ecosystem persists and new growth emerges to take their place, often making the forest more resilient. So a movement built on a principle which is immortal, even while the individuals can be martyred, the ideals they represent only grow stronger, rooting themselves deeper in the hearts of the people. The spirit of truth is unkillable. This is very important. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and say, the truth has arrived and falsehood has vanished. And definitely, batil, the falsehood, is a vanishing thing. Is a thing which vanishes. When we speak about truth from this very verse of the Holy Quran, we know that it is talking about the Imam of our time. And it also speaks about those people who are with the Imam of our time. That is, the companions of the Imam, alayhi salatu wassalam. If they were to take us away, if they were to deprive us from our lives, then it's not necessary that the spirits of the people are going to dampen. The spirits of the people are going to fade away.
Ya Rabbana salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi.
In the history, we see the noble martyrdom of Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam. He was martyred with all his companions, with his family members, and few of his family members taken as captives. We see Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam presented himself on the path of Islam so that the religion of Islam stays alive forever. With this, that is the spirit of martyrdom, he only gave the rest of the world the spirit and the urge to stand up for right. So the spirit is still alive. Even if Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam was martyred, there are tens and thousands of Shias who want to stand up for truth like Imam Hussein alayhi salam did. So it's not going to dampen the spirits of the people. Even if the popular people are going to be killed, like example, there were popular people in those days who were killed, like Ammar Yasir, Example, Abul Fadl al-Abbas alayhi salam, who was with Imam Hussain alayhi salam, Ali Akbar alayhi salam. But still the spirit which is standing up for truth, which is standing up for the religion of Islam, is still alive. So depriving a nation of a few of its popular personalities will not dampen its spirits.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
There was a spring of truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.